pretty horrible afternoon in Kelty, and maybe a horrible result losing 3-1 to Ross County.
She's let up. I think it was, you know, it was with the team we had out, a lot of experience that we struggled in the first half, which was disappointing. Second half we adjusted a few things, and first 15 minutes we started really well. Created two or three good goal scoring opportunities. Lewis McCann got hit with the ball, probably could have crossed it, never took a bad touch. Matty Todd got in a really good position as well. Scotty Cusack got in a good position. But no, it just wasn't a beer day. It wasn't a beer day today. And obviously then the older ones were getting 60 minutes. So then they came off after that. The younger boys came on. I actually thought it was turned into a good game. I did. I quite enjoyed it. But just the first half went away from us a little bit, Douglas. It was tough. They scored three set play goals. First one came for a bad tackle, and it was disappointing. Really disappointing. And that was my thing, you know. We can. I'm not saying we dominated the game the first half. We never played well the first half. But why can we not start the first half like we started the second half? Mm-hmm. And that was a piece with the players we had on the pitch today, and how they usually do. There was just no fluency, nothing. We got in behind them a few times first half, got to the byline. Cross was front post a lot. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. But we had the reaction from them. That was the pleasing part. And, you know, sometimes it's a cruel game. I think we got to the byline about 13 times and did not connect a one cross. So we're getting there, but we didn't execute. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part.
Miller Fenton got up the left quite a lot and used his speed. He was getting on for dangerous balls, but as you say,
he
nobody connected with
him. He did. The first half we wanted our fullbacks really high. We had Joe dropping down, and it allowed the fullbacks to get high. So the onus was in him to do that, and he did the first half, more so the second half. Changed formation a little bit, and Miller did really well going forward, really well. I was happy with him. You know, had one cross, I think, was a poor one, went over the bar, but the one he played for McCann in the back post was an unbelievable delivery. But he's 16-year-old, the kid. You know, that's what we want. We want to keep on pushing him. But there was a lot of, you know, two or three players that played well and showed well today, and that was pleasing as well, and being younger. Mm-hmm. And just want to take the ball in difficult conditions. Want to keep it moving at the right time, want to go forward at the right time. Scotty Cusack got in a few little pockets, Cammy Graham got in a few pockets, and sometimes it was exciting. But they were just a bit off today, a bit off, which was disappointing. You know, it becomes tough because we feel as if they do enough to win the game and they don't. But then again, it could have been four because they missed a chance right in front of goal from another set play. But when you've got a group that's, I don't know, you know, a little bit mismatched, a little bit mixed bag at times, you've got older players coming down playing with youngers, it's hard to take ownership or take, you know, just organise when you have set plays. If it's a settled team, maybe it helps. And obviously they were a more settled team, being a little bit younger than us, playing together more so, and we've had that a lot. But it was a decent game to play in, I thought, and that was a disappointing piece. Why can't we do that for the start of the game, what we did in the second half? Why did we just turn up then? Why? And for me, that's not unacceptable, but as a player, you've got to show a little bit more. No, that cutting edge to get on the ball and do things. We never did that.
Okay, thanks for that. Next time.